afternoon, Doug. Just on my way home. Had to do a little rerouting. I came down through downtown Saginaw. The train is sitting across the intersection, blocking traffic, and not moving. So I had to turn around, go back down through downtown, swing around, get on 675, and so I could get on the other side of the train. So it's still sitting there. Three engines on the front of the train, and it's just sitting there. So I don't know how long it's been there, but they got all the traffic blocked.
Well, if they've got that much traffic blocked, I'll bet there's a derailment someplace. That thing came to a halt. Oh, well. Anyway, you probably heard the noise just before I came on. If I forget to turn the monitor off on the speaker monitors off on the computer, it doesn't like RF at all. It makes all kinds of noise. I have to stop, go turn that off, and then I pick up the microphone and talk. And it ends here.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes they do some switching back toward the south side of that intersection. But usually they're pulling it straight through, have to do, take the right corner, go over the train bridge, over the river there, and then into the yard there at Potter Station. So, I don't know. Friday when I got out of work, I sat there again. I keep reminding myself, take the expressway, coming home every day. And Friday I sat there for 15 minutes and waited for it to move. And the weird thing was, is that the engine went through the intersection, but then it sat there and blew its horn for 15 minutes. So I know it's got one more intersection to go through before it makes its corner to go over the train bridge, but I don't know if somebody was blocking the intersection, something happened at it. But yeah, we sat there for 15 minutes before it was started to move then, so I don't know. But I'm on my way. Did my little U-turn and on my way home. But boy, it's windy out.
It sounds like it up here. The wind is shaking the house, shaking the trees, and moving stuff around on the porch up there on the patio porch. So, anyway, I just figured I'd holler at you and let you know that you were actually getting through the machine anyway. And it ended up.